The Savior by Natananda. Sometimes the Lord Himself appears as Guru, as He did of yore, in the form of Dakshinamurti, and in our own age in the person of Sri Ramana, who too taught through silence. On one occasion, however, Bhagavan gave a mantra directly to a devotee, and this was as extraordinary as it was touching, since the recipient was an untouchable and illiterate. Not daring to enter the hall or speak to Bhagavan, this humble devotee had put a picture of Bhagavan on a string round his neck, which he used to hold in his hand and gaze at while he circumambulated the ashram. One day, as he neared the entrance gate of the hall, he saw Bhagavan coming out and fell prostrate at his feet. Bhagavan stopped and the devotee prayed with tears in his eyes, "Save me!" Bhagavan looked with great compassion on the poor man, who obviously would not be able to meditate or follow a ritualistic path of worship, and uttered the words, "Go on saying, Shiva, Shiva, that will save you." As a rule, Bhagavan advised the seekers to go beyond puja and japa, ritual and mantra, and to trace all back to the source. But on this occasion, he made a grand exception and taught a simple mantra straight and clear. And what he taught was a mantra highly praised by masters like Tirumular and Thayumanavar, as it spells out and stands for the oneness of Si and Va, of Brahman and Jiva, of being and awareness. Sourced from Ramana Darshan, published February 1972 by Sri Ramana Kendra, Delhi, page 70.